And let's get the big picture now with NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there, Jeremy.
So Bernie Sanders comes into Super Tuesday as the front runner, but Joe Biden looks strong after that much needed win in South Carolina and the endorsements he got from former rivals Buttigieg and Klobuchar. And then there's Michael Bloomberg, who's on the ballot for the first time today. What are you going to be watching for today and tonight?
Well, those three are certainly the ones to watch. Bernie Sanders is the front runner coming in, like he's been the front runner in most of the contests so far, except for South Carolina. Joe Biden, with that South Carolina victory, certainly has gotten a lot of establishment politician support. And it does look like there's a coalescing of sorts that's going on with that supposed moderate lane. Of course, not everybody in that lane or the voters who had been saying that they were for Buttigieg or Klobuchar or someone like that, that they will all definitely go to Biden. But he's clearly getting a bit of a surge here. He has spent not much money across these 14 states, only about $500,000, a little more, $600,000. Sanders has spent 25 times that. So, you know, for Biden to have a real big surge here, probably his best case scenario is to split the delegates with Sanders everywhere outside of California and hope to make threshold, the 15% number that you need to get any delegates to be able to stem the losses that he's probably going to take in California.
Do you get the sense that the coalescing around Biden by some of the moderates is organic or orchestrated by the party?
No, I mean, this is, look, the party has been looking for, I don't even know if it's the party, it's a lot of voters. I mean, there's a lot of voters who are just, you know, have been wanting to vote for somebody who is not Bernie Sanders. You know, Sanders has a loyal following. He's expanded his coalition somewhat, especially if you look at Nevada and how well he did with Latino voters. And then there's another half of the party that's scared that Bernie Sanders can't win. You know, that's not tested, obviously. I think there are some within the party who certainly would not want to run with Bernie Sanders on the ticket. This is not Tom Perez, though, saying, hey, go decide something, go vote a certain way.
The chair of the DNC.
The chairman of the DNC. Because, you know, the Democratic National Committee worked with Bernie Sanders after the 2016 election to give him the chance to write a lot of the rules that he said were wrong last time so that his supporters would feel like this was a more fair process.
What about Michael Bloomberg, who, as we said, is finally on ballots today? What would a good day look like for him, and might he actually win any states today?
Well, I mean, you've got to win somewhere. I mean, if you don't win somewhere, then what rationale do you really have for staying in the race? I mean, we're talking about the biggest day of the year, 14 states. And the same goes for Elizabeth Warren. You know, she hasn't won anything yet. You know, she's done okay in some places, but, you know, and she's the second choice to a lot of people in particular who like Sanders. But, you know, when the rubber hits the road here, eventually you have to win something. Now, nobody is likely to get a pledged delegate majority at this point, so I guess the rationale for both Bloomberg and Warren is to just accumulate as much as you can and have some influence before the convention. But, you know, I think all this talk about a brokered convention is probably inaccurate or incorrect, because what people have to realize is that 90% of the delegates are going to be decided by the end of April. You know, the convention isn't until July. You're talking about 3 months for them to make a decision to kind of try to broker something before that convention so that there appears to be unity.
Domenico, do you expect that after today, that whoever's left in the race, that there'll be more debates and things like that that can give candidates momentum?
You know, if people are watching the debates on TV, you can guarantee that the broadcast networks are going to want to try to sell ads around it. So I would almost guarantee that as this field winnows, we're going to see more and more debates that happen ahead of either next week, Big Tuesday, or the following contest.
Big Tuesday being Michigan, Missouri, some other states. And then what happens? What are the big ones after that? Florida comes maybe a week later, Illinois?
Yeah, New Jersey is a fairly large one. You know, so look, there are still 60% of the delegates to be decided after Super Tuesday. But, you know, for people who are wondering which direction to go or who to go with, a lot is going to come out of Super Tuesday for how clarifying things will be and who looks like they're very far ahead or not that far ahead or whatever winds up happening. Mm-hmm. The best part is we get real votes.
That is NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, thanks.
You're welcome. Put the coffee on.